League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabriel Renzi throwing it down on Pluto TV, Zumo TV. Let's stir the drink a little bit. Stir. Dan likes stirring things.
I love stirring the drink.
Let's stir the pot a little bit on Stir Television. Shout out to everybody watching us on whatever platform and device you happen to be watching us on. And you know what? I was thinking about this, and we're hearing a lot, you know, a lot of buzzwords nowadays, and essential service is something that we hear a lot of at, you know what should be essential, actually? Computer stores.
Oh, definitely.
I don't really understand this. Is, you know, I've gone through like three computers in this lockdown, and I've got problems, and I could deal with it if I can get them fixed. I can't get them fixed.
Excellent point, Gabe. I've been wanting to do your podcast where you give me the old Saturday night call when I'm 24 beers deep and we have a little bit of fun, but I can't hear anything on my phone. My phone's been busted. All I can do is text. So I go to the store, phone store closed. Go to another one.
Text on your phone.
Yeah, kiosk closed. So then I go, okay. Then I get a message from Samsung. You want to try our new phone for $1,499? No, I don't. I think I just want to see if I can get mine fixed for maybe $75, or get me a new one for $60 a month. But yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I agree with you. People at home, you're on your computer all the time, your phone, those are essential services to me as well.
Yeah, it really
I can't get hold of anybody. It's killing me.
You can only text people.
Yeah, no, I can't talk. I'm like, hello, people call me. Karen, they're like screaming at me. I'm like, I go into the speakerphone, I can't talk. I just text them back. They're getting frustrated, Gabe. I'll tell you though, it's been like two or three weeks.
Probably for the better, actually.
I agree. Yeah, usually my mom calls me, go get me some more stuff. I text her back, no problem, mom. You know, I'll go when I get my groceries, but I'm with you. I kind of enjoyed the break, but I can't do it forever. Eventually, I'm going to have to talk.
That's what happens when we've been isolated for so long. Now I go into a store. I go into the gas station, and there's like three people there, and I have a meltdown. I'm like, oh my God, it's packed. I'm like, it's packed. And like dudes at the, you know, the guy's not even, it's not even his fault. Like, you know, his stupid bank card doesn't work and stuff. And it happens to me all the time. But I'm like, come on, dude, man. We're in the middle of a pandemic here, bro. I can't stand here all day. It's like, we get used to the new normal. But so the new normal right now is sports is back. And we're talking about the UFC. We're going to go over. I've got a six-pack of best bets, like Henry Rollins stated. I got a six-pack and nothing to do. I got a six-pack, and I don't need you.
I got to be honest with Henry Rollins. A six-pack's not going to get it done. I think we can increase to a 12-pack and almost a 24. Sorry.
Even that old lady in, like, Indiana drank 180 Coors.
Hey, Coors, send me some beer. How about 180, baby? Yeah, that was the best, Gabe. I should try that with a local beer company. That's fantastic.
Well,
that's a lot of beer. No, not for me. No, they'll tell me
I think the big booze bender is sort of coming to an end for people.
Yeah.
Like, there was only so long they could do it. Like, even, like, average people were getting hammered every night. Not even, like, just normal people were scared and they're, oh, you know what I mean? They were drinking all the time. I think it's starting to slow down a little bit. which, you know what, forget about coronavirus. You're going to see basically in a couple of years, it's going to be an epidemic of liver issues.
Yeah, cirrhosis of the liver. Good call.
Yeah, cirrhosis of the liver after all of this. But it's going to be nice to have another another vice back, and that's gambling. And, of course, we're going to have something to bet on. We've got the UFC, UFC 249. We got a six-pack of bets. We did a video for FanDuel. We'll share the six-pack that we did. We'll get into some NFL football as we welcome everybody listening to SB Nation Radio right now. It's hour two, game time decisions. Man, I got to tell you, man, I'm like air traffic control here, Ken. We've got affiliates. We've got television networks. We've got this commercial break. We've got that commercial break. But we're getting the job done by damn it. We're getting the job done. So hopefully we get the job done with our UFC best bets. We got a six-pack ready to fire off six best bets as far as UFC 249 is concerned. We'll continue our conversation about the NFL playoff props. The schedule has been released. We went over the strength of schedule. We're going to continue our conversation. Who's going to make the playoffs? Who is it? Where is their value? Yes and no. And it's not just value on teams to make the playoffs. We were discussing it yesterday. How about the Chicago Bears aren't making the playoffs? The Chicago Bears aren't making the playoffs. That's like minus 194. That's a good bet, Cam. Yeah, I don't think the Bears are making the playoffs.
I like the Rams. No, I don't think the Bears. I think the Rams at the same price, $188, $190. I don't think they make the playoffs. I think Arizona gets better. I think the Rams, Gabe, are going to take a huge step backwards this year. I think they're a big trouble, seven-win team.
We've got a ton of questions of the day as well.
Okay.
You know, we're sort of backlogged. We had a ton of questions yesterday we didn't get to. All sort of pertaining UFC, NFL, college football, and everything else in between. So we've got a great fight card, guys. We've been, you know, focused a lot on the top of this card, and rightfully so, because Ferguson and Gaethje, such a cool fight. Cejudo and Dominic Cruz, such a cool fight. Cowboy Cerrone and Anthony Pettis. I got to tell you, Cam, you and I are in a minority here. Even though the number has gone up, you know, like basically like Joey Odessa, Gamblu, you know, a lot of insiders, MMA insiders, and a lot of sharp bettors all like Cowboy in this fight. But there's one thing I learned in MMA and one thing I learned in gambling. Don't change your mind because of what other people's opinions are. We're sticking to our guns. We're going to take Anthony Pettis still.
I think it's a good bet. Last two fights, Gabe, don't worry about it. I don't know Cerrone's motivation. I could tell you one thing. I think Pettis is going to get it done, and I hope the price goes down. I might click it again.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to go down. Now the numbers are going to get interesting. They're going to sort of start to bounce around a little bit right now. So, you know, we were talking about some of the trends of these fighters coming in here. How about Francis Ngannou? All 14 of his career victories are by stoppage. So, you want to roll the dice and will the fight go the distance?
No.
Big odds.
No, thanks. Sometimes you got to say no.
You know what, though? I think that fight's going to go over 1.5 rounds. I think that fight's going to go over 1.5 rounds. And we'll tell you why.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get on the grid, Sports Grid, at sportsgrid.com. I am Gabriel Marinci. You can find me on Twitter, at SportsRage. Cam Stewart, at Cam Stewart Live. Let's do this thing. Hour two, Game Time Decisions rolls on. We're going to give you our six-pack of best bets for the UFC. Want to talk some NFL football as well, but I was just stating as we went into the break there, Cap, anytime you get, like, heavyweights fighting, especially guys like Ngannou, who's actually registered in the Guinness Book of World Records for strongest punch, heaviest punch ever thrown, when you get guys that throw like this, the totals are going to be always going to be 1.5.
For sure.
Right? You'll never see, I've never seen a total of 0.5, actually.
That'd be cool.
In case you're wondering, yeah. I've never seen that. I've been betting on MMA a long time, all right? Never seen a 0.5. You know, the 1.5 might have crazy odds on it, be shaded one way or the other. But so when you get big guys like this, but oftentimes, Cam, when you get two dudes that know, all right, like basically Jairzinho Rozenstruik, you don't think he's aware? I mean, he's fighting the guy. So he knows, I'm fighting the guy with the strongest punch in the history of the world here.
Yep.
Who all 14 of his wins are via knockout. So obviously he's going to be cautious.
Very cautious.
And it's not like he's going to go, oh, whatever, I'm going to take my chances and see what happens. He knows he'll end up getting knocked out, getting stretched. Mm-hmm. And conversely, Ngannou's kind of patient now. Like, he'll pick his spot. You know what I mean? Like, he's not just going to come out and get reckless right away. I think he'll pick his spot. And, you know, it's over under 1.5. It's a very contrarian pick, Cam, because a lot of people just sort of automatically think, oh, this fight's going to be over really fast because it's two dudes that knock each other out. It doesn't always work out that way. You know, when you get two dudes that are sort of the same style, sometimes it can turn into a boring
it's a feeling
fight,
out process. Yes, it's a feeling out process. You have to look at things sometimes, you know, horses for courses and fighters for fights. If both of them understand each other's strength, they might just kind of, the first round, it's a feeling out process. What am I going to do here? What's this guy trying to do to me? Boom, next thing you know, ding, 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 the first round's over, Gabe. So I have no problem with that contrarian play. A lot of the time, just because a guy's a heavyweight and he gasses earlier doesn't necessarily mean the fight's going to end. These guys might want to slow it down, keep their cardio for later rounds too. So I have no problem with that bet.
Listen, it's a roll of the dice. 1.5, over under 1.5 rounds is 7.5 minutes. So it sounds, when you hear 1.5, it's like, oh, that's not much. You know what I mean? But no, it actually is.
It is.
The rounds are 5 minutes. So that's one full round another 2.5 minutes after. You know, another 2.5 minutes. And just think about the context of that, Cam. Imagine if they told you or me, all right, listen, you got to get in a cage with this Ngannou guy. It's basically like being dropped into a shark tank. And can you survive for 7.5 minutes? Like maybe like 2 minutes?
God, no. I can't survive for 7 minutes.
If I fought Ngannou, I would just run. Like I would literally like run and like run around. Like, but he would catch me, I'm sure.
Exactly.
He'd eventually like grab me and just start like, you know what I mean?
And you put me in a shark tank, the sharks will smell bacon, right? This guy smells like he had some bacon and eggs. The next thing you know,
What would you rather if I gave you the choice? We dropped you into a shark tank.
Yes.
You got to, you know, we'll give you
2 minutes.
We'll give you a rubber suit and a little sort of jouster. You can push them off.
I don't know. It better be sharp. What are my other options?
You get in a cage with Francis Ngannou.
I think I'd take my chances with the human. Because even though he'd kill me, the best thing that could happen, he knocks me out and the fight's over. The problem with the shark is he can take it out of my arm. That's my point. Yeah, you know that thing I got to get taken from my stomach? He might just rip it right out. Hey, you want surgery? You're done. Takes a chunk out of my arm. He gone. Yeah, I'll take it out. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Remember the show with Joe Rogan, actually? Remember Fear Factor?
Fear Factor. Love the show. Love it.
Yeah, like what would be the thing that you wouldn't be able to do? Because everyone was like, you know, I could do that show, but I wouldn't be able to handle the...
Pit of snakes.
Yeah, the pit of snakes stuff.
I'd have a heart attack. If I saw like any type of like cobra or something like mean snakes, I'd lose my mind. I can eat anything too. I'll eat a cow testicle. You've seen me. I could train myself. I would die on the two things would kill me. The heights, like if you left me over surrounded on a bungee cord over a bridge or like a pit of snakes, then I'm done. Anything else I think I can handle.
There's other shows I would do well on. Like I could do well on Survivor. Like, you can drop me on the island. And
there's a few things you need every day. Like, I don't know how well we do on Survivor. Like, without my can of coke every day, like, I have addictions. I have addictions, you know?
No, so. I've said it before. Yeah, unless, like the TV show Big Brother. Like, number one, I don't like people. I just want to punch everyone in the face, right? But there's no way in hell you could do without smoking and drinking.
Yeah. You'd have to give me like a pleasure pack that I go, hey, what's in the box? Like there's
you don't you have to have that like Big Brother weed edition. Like the weed house. Like where it's just sort of, you know what I mean? Like they let you blaze and you know, but thing
that's
is
that's a good idea for your boy Scrovey. We should pitch that idea to him.
The Big Brother
weed, house and get it sponsored. Hey, see the hamster's on the wheel.
The problem is the thing with that is it would mellow people out.
Then
they're not as entertaining and as controversial.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of sleeping.
But Fear Factor, I wouldn't be able to do any of that stuff. Like, I can't eat stuff. There's no way in hell I'm getting into a coffin full of rats or anything like that. Yeah. The thing is with that show, too, there's no guarantee you're going to win.
If
there was a guarantee you would get the money, if you basically told me, all right, listen, we'll give you $50,000 if you do this, this, and this. You'd be like, all right, I don't want to do it, but at least I'm getting $50,000. On that show, you jump through all these hoops, and in the end, some other guy just does it faster than you.
I know.
And it's like, oh, great. I did all that for nothing, just to be on TV to look like an idiot.
Great point, Brent. See, I know. I didn't like that either. It's like, wow, I did that? Like, I ate that cow testicle, and I still don't get money?
You didn't get anything out of it. So Francis Ngannou and Rosenstruck. We're going over 1.5 on that fight. Basically, our best bets, we're going with Tony Ferguson to beat Justin Gaethje. We've talked about it why. We've told you the reasons why. We just think he's more versatile. Gaethje's a headhunter. The deeper the fight goes, the more Ferguson gets better. He's relentless. The sheer volume, I think, is going to be too much for Gaethje. Gaethje's very one-dimensional. And not one-dimensional, but he just sort of attacks. There's more nuance to Tony Ferguson's game. Tony Ferguson's going to win the fight. Henry Cejudo is going to win against Dominic Cruz. The numbers are going up. It was minus 210. Now it's minus 225. Ngannou and Rosenstruck. Ngannou's going to win the fight, guys. But we get to that after and put that in parlays. But I like the over 1.5. I like the over 1.5 in that fight. We get into Anthony Pettis and Cowboy Cerrone. We like Anthony Pettis.
Damn right.
To beat Cowboy Cerrone for the second time. They've already fought before. We think that he's going to be able to beat him again. We like Bryce Mitchell. This number hasn't moved at all. Bryce Mitchell's the kid out of Arkansas. Interesting dude. Like, he's sort of like you would expect. He thinks that COVID-19 is a government conspiracy to take your guns away. And, the guy basically has been training for the fight, like chasing rabbits and stuff and like eating them in the woods of Arkansas. He's a throwback. We'll put it that way. But I'll tell you what, he's a throwback who's 12-0. And he's fighting Charles Rosa. It's a fun fight, actually. Rosa's a good fighter, but Rosa's pretty inconsistent. He has a hard time stringing strong performances together. Meanwhile, Mitchell's 12-0. I think it's a good spot for Mitchell, especially fighting in Jacksonville, Florida. Not a lot of travel for him. I don't think the lack of normality will throw a guy off that lives in the woods in Arkansas anyways. And I like the karate hottie. The number's coming down on her. She was plus 136. She's now plus 130. I think she's going to beat Carla Esparza. So our best bets, Tony Ferguson to beat Gaethje, Cejudo to beat Cruz, Pettis to beat Cowboy Cerrone, Michelle Waterson as an underdog, Bryce Mitchell minus 158 to win the fight, and then Ngannou and Rosenstruck to go over the number. But let's throw together a parlay here, Ken.
Let's do it.
So we've got Tony Ferguson, Henry Cejudo, Fabricio Verdum. Let's throw Ngannou in this. Throw Ngannou. You throw Ngannou in this with Verdum, suddenly it's plus 289. Now we're talking a little bit. Still a little more. I want more, Ken.
You know how these things work. Uh-oh, the old New York Yankees Houston Astros parlay.
enjoyed Dave's column on Newsday.com because he's writing a lot of things that I've been preaching about. People watch the Korean Baseball League on television in the late night hours right now, and they see the robot fans in Taiwan, and they wonder, well, if they're playing, then how come Major League Baseball isn't playing? And I've also seen it frustrates me because smart guys actually, too, you know, well-renowned baseball writers say it's a positive step to see what they've done in Korea as far as for Major League Baseball. And that is like as in, yeah, in Korea, they actually did something to fight the virus. Just hoping that it goes away and wanting to play because Scott Boras for the heart and soul of America. It's funny. I don't remember the owners caring about the heart and soul of America for the pastime when they locked the players out in 94, right? It's funny now it's not for us, it's for the flag type of thing, but it frustrates me. And tell us the reasons, you know, and you're preaching to the choir here as far as South Korea actually tested like 365,000 people within a week. They had drive-through testing set up within days. They had apps and texts which would tell people, you're positive, stay isolated for 14 days. They actually fought it, David. They just didn't hope that it went away. And, you know, we can hope we want baseball we want. Until we get testing, we can't play. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I found it interesting that one of the takes about this, and they said, you know, Major League Baseball is watching the games in South Korea and Taiwan closely. And, you know, taking notes and trying to figure out the roadmap to do this. And it's like, there's nothing to learn from the teams that are already on the field. That's not complicated at all. They get tested coming into the stadium with heat sensors. They wear masks when they're not on the field. And, you know, that they just stay on top of things, just like everybody else in society. It's everything around them that's been fixed. They don't talk about playing in bubble stadiums or protecting the players from the outside world. They're part of society, not segregated from everything. And that's what you have to get done first. Listen, you know, I've been criticized as somebody who is rooting against baseball being played. And I'm like, are you crazy? This is how I make my living, is covering the sport. There's nothing I want more aside from health-related issues than to have baseball back. But the problem is that you have to take care of the health situation first for the society at large. Like you mentioned, South Korea has been on top of this stuff from the jump. US and South Korea reported their first case of COVID on the same exact day, on January 21st.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues on Loudest Station in the Nation, SB Nation Radio. I'm Game of Wrestling with Tori Down with the Raging Redhead Cam. Still, we're talking to UFC 249. Just rattling off our best bets, so we better get into some NFL football, too, as promised. But we'll get into a lot of NFL talk next week, guys. We'll get you into point spreads for the games of the year, the primetime matchups, and all that other stuff. Although there's a lot of uncertainty, obviously, surrounding the National Football League. We're going to have UFC cards next week, two UFC cards next week. We're going to have a NASCAR race to break down next week. We're going to have a skins competition to break down next week. We're going to have a lot of gaming. Game Time Decisions is back, baby. It's no longer draft time decisions like it was for a month leading into the National Football League draft.
Draft
which
time.
Which we bombed. I found draft the time. I'd get fired. Horrible draft, Marenzi. You're fired. Sorry.
Yeah, you still did better than Green Bay, buddy. Don't worry about it. Their draft sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That'll be a prop that we'll be talking about next year if we're still alive and we make it. What team is Aaron Rodgers going to be on? Is it going to be odds? Aaron Rodgers plus 350, Patriots.
No, you're right, Joe. They pissed this guy up and up. I don't think he is going to be a Packer for life. He's moving on. I agree with you 100%.
You know, people are already kicking the tires on that, actually, about where he would end up. Where could he end up? And the Raiders is the team that pops up, Las Vegas.
Interesting.
They got Mariota, but they're not paying Mariota a lot of money.
That's right. I agree. That's a two thing. California boy, right? It makes
Aaron
a lot of sense.
Aaron Rodgers can still play.
Yes, he can.
Like, he can still play. He's not like Brady. He's better than Brady is. Like, put it that way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love that play to the Las Vegas Raiders. This is a team that's Josh Jacobs. They got young stars, and they need an upgrade at the quarterback position. It makes total sense.
All right, so we got the UFC here. We'll get back to our fight. So we gave you guys the six pack. We can rattle through them one more time. We'll get into some NFL football talk right now. But Tony Ferguson, and oh yeah, we'll put the parlay together. I told you we added another one in here. Greg Hardy's on the card. Speaking of the NFL, so Greg Hardy is fighting. Thing with Greg Hardy's fights, there's always something weird that happens.
Yeah, he could lose in a bad way. Say he does something stupid.
Gets disqualified. You know,
I would throw him in. Leave it alone.
So the parlay as it is now, we've got Tony Ferguson, Henry Cejudo, Fabricio Verdum, and Francis Ngannou. That's a winning parlay.
I like it.
Plus 289.
Yep, I'm fine with plus 289, almost 3-1. No need to add Hardy, because if that was the fight that lost, you'd be hitting yourself over the head. Plus 289 is fine, and I love those picks.
Yeah, you know, well, you put $100 on that. Put $100 on that parlay. Oh, I actually put an extra zero there, Ken. Oh, 1,000.
Hey, cash advance.
$1,000 parlay pays $2,887.79.
I could really use $2,800 right about now. That's a nice chunk of change. Take care of a few problems.
I just took a zero off of it. Now it pays $288.
Yeah, not the same feel, I know. God, I wish we were rich. Just add another zero. Yeah,
that's
you're right.
Nice, no, that's nearly good 3-1, though. That's a nice 14 banger right there.
I
Ferguson to win, Cejudo to win. Fabricio Verdum is a walk in the park to win. Ngannou's going to win as well. That's a plus 289 parlay. You could add more if you wanted, guys, but I think those are four real strong plays right there. All right, so as far as the National Football League is concerned, I remember that we got to Jacksonville and we stated, all right, and speaking of Jacksonville, actually, let me just get to throw this out here. Speaking of Jacksonville, it's pretty cool. I was watching All Elite Wrestling. Chris Jericho's doing a great job running that company.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching All Elite Wrestling, and I don't know if you know this, Cam, but you know who owns All Elite Wrestling? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow, they do. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, the family.
The Cons?
The Cons.
Con!
Damn you, Con!
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, damn you, Con. That's true.
I like that Seinfeld when they get into the argument. Now, I know Jerry says the Wrath of Khan's the best Star Trek picture, but for my money, the Search for Spock. She's like, you stupid doofus.
They got a lot of Star Trek. I noticed on TV, they're bringing back like Star Trek. I've seen a lot, the Twilight Zone. Like all the old classics are coming back into the rotation.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of them.
Because so Jacksonville, it's very weird because All Elite Wrestling is doing really good. They're kicking the crap out of the WWE. And in fact, Monday Night Raw had their lowest rated show ever earlier.
Oh, that's good.
Poor not good for Vince. Vince having a rough year. The Jacksonville Jaguars are such a poorly run football franchise, yet this All Elite Wrestling is doing very well, and the son, Tony Khan, is running it. So he's in charge, and he's in charge of the Jags now, right? He's the one arguing with players on Twitter and stuff, but so he's running. So they're filming All Elite Wrestling in the stadium. That's the benefit of owning the company and owning a football team. So on All Elite Wrestling, it was pretty cool. They were fighting, like, basically in the tunnel where the players came out, but they went on the field a bit and stuff.
Awesome.
So it was nice to see a football field, right? It was like Jaguar Stadium.
Did you see the Jaguar logo?
Oh, yeah, the Jaguar logos.
That's
everywhere.
Awesome.
Except it was cool. They put like Jericho's logo on the scoreboard on the giant screen. Oh,
wicked.
So these guys are fighting. Like, basically, they didn't go and fight because I was like, oh, come on. You guys got to go fight on the field, man. That'll be way cool. People are going to love it in an empty stadium. But they did sort of in the tunnel. They went on the grass entrance a bit. But it was pretty cool to see. And I just thought of that. I'm like, you know, you're running this wrestling company so well, but your football team sucks rocks. So, but hey, you know, you're losing for Lords, tanking for Trevor.
Yep.
So we're going through the odds here of teams to make the playoffs in the National Football League, yes or no. And, you know,
Kansas City, we were at, right? But
yeah, but let's just quickly recap quickly. All right. So Arizona, I say yes, plus 260.
I say no, but very close. I like where you're going. I have no problem with that.
Atlanta, no strong opinion one way or the other. There's no value there. Baltimore is minus. So Arizona to make the playoffs is plus 260. Yes, no is minus 340. So you're not going to lay minus 340. It's too much juice. I do think the Cardinals can make the playoffs. So I don't have a problem with that at plus 260. The Falcons are plus 210 to make the playoffs. No is minus 270. I don't like it enough to bet no, and I don't like it enough to bet yes.
I agree. I don't think they do, but I don't like the odds.
Baltimore Ravens, yes, minus 550. No, plus 390. I'm almost a little intrigued. It's just a contrarian plus 390 no play.
It's interesting. If Lamar Jackson gets hurt or there's a regression there, there's no guarantee. I'm with you. I definitely won't be taking yes.
All right. You know what? I still have this four-team fight parlay up.
Yeah, you're going to click it?
Let me see if it'll let me put the Buffalo Bills to make the playoffs in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And have one to wait like a whole year? No, you see, that's a bad move by you. I know who you are, Morenci. Like, you have problems waiting a day, let alone you're going to wait for the football season to end to cap the last thing of
course,
your parlay.
That's my luck. This year, I play a bunch of futures on the Raptors and stuff. They shut the league down.
Exactly. That's yes.
For the record, they don't let you parlay. I was just saying,
yeah.
Plus 289 could turn into plus 600 to have the Bills to make the playoffs suddenly, huh?
Yeah, not that's bad. True. I'd not do it bad. Twice. Yep, yep.
But not doesn't let you do it. But the Buffalo Bills are going to make the playoffs. They're minus 160. Mm-hmm. Carolina Panthers are not going to make the playoffs.
They're minus
550. That's not happening. Like,
nope.
If you have a lot of money, I don't mind you betting 550 to win 100 on that because they're not going to make it. This one we brought up earlier, I do like this bet. The Chicago Bears to make the playoffs, no. Minus 194, no. They're not going to make the playoffs.
The Bears are a team in regression. The defense is getting older. Trubisky has confidence issues. I don't know where this franchise is going. I agree. No.
Cincinnati Bengals, they're not making the playoffs, but it's minus 1,200. The Cleveland Browns is plus 122. You know, listen, I think the Browns are going to be in the mix to make the playoffs this year, guys. But plus 122 for a franchise that hasn't made the playoffs since, what, 2002? Can't do it. Not enough value.
I think they do. They squeeze in, but I agree. I need, like, plus 150 to make that bet. Not enough.
Dallas Cowboys minus 225. They're going to make – they most likely make the playoffs.
Eagles to probably win that division. But I like the Cowboys to get in. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not laying minus 225, though. And minus 180, not enough for me to jump in. It's not bad, plus 180 for the Pokes not to make the playoffs. Denver Broncos to make the playoffs, plus 162.
Close, but meh. No, I'm going to leave that one alone. But they'll be real close.
I think they're going to be in the mix. I'm tempted. The only two I've got so far, Buffalo Bills, yes, minus 160. Arizona Cardinals, yes, plus 260. Cam's Detroit Lions, plus 250. Are you in, Cam, to make the playoffs?
I am in. I'm going to take a shot there. Not my biggest play, but I told you, I think the Lions can win the division. So, hell yeah, I think they can make the playoffs. Patricia can get in his own way. A healthy Stafford and a great draft. I think the Lions are better. And you know what? Not having fans is going to actually be good for the Lions. They don't have people like turning on them and stuff like that. This is going to be fantastic. Give me Detroit. I think Green Bay takes a step back. And Minnesota, anything can happen with them. Yes, I like the Lions.
The Green Bay Packers, as we discussed briefly on yesterday's show, the Packers are minus 152 to make the playoffs. No is plus 126. Just not enough value on either side of the bet, in my opinion. What about the Houston Texans? Yes is plus 144. No is minus 178. Are the Texans done?
ding, 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 ding. One of my I will make that bet today. I think the Texans will not make the playoffs. I love it. I don't even care about the juice. Sign me up.
We know the Cammy Colts, a big fan of Frank Reich and Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep, call me Harry Horse, buddy. I'm in. I'm
Harry
all
Harry Horse. And Jeff Feinberg are going to get together on Sundays wearing masks.
Yeah,
socially distanced, wearing masks, cheering for Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, Rivers and me and Feinberg, the hair club. Yeah, we're in there for the Colts, baby. I feel it, man. They win that division.
Colts are minus 154 to make the playoffs. No, plus 126. The Jacksonville Jaguars, as we were discussing, do a better job of running All Elite Wrestling than they do their football team. Jags are minus 1,200. No, to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 680. That's as big as the number goes for these those teams you noticed, minus 1,200. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs to make the playoffs. Yes, minus 800.
Pass. They will.
No, plus 530.
Are you thinking about no? No, you're not. Pass.
No, because they're good enough, even if...
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. Get on the Grand Sports Grid. I am Gabriel Renzi, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Normally, I'm pretty good with the outs, but we're just talking so much. We're fired up for football so much, we can't contain ourselves. So let's go rapid fire and keep on blasting through the National Football League team props to make the playoffs. The Kansas City Chiefs, if you're bold, no is plus 530, that if you don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to make the playoffs somehow. The Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders. Yes, to make the playoffs. Plus 240. No, minus 310. Not enough value on either side.
I agree. I'm going to pass on the Raiders. I think they'll be in the mix, but no, I agree. Both sides too tough.
You know, this next number, actually, lot of respect from the odds maker here.
Who?
Considering, you know, we've been talking throughout the week about worst to first this weekend, and the Chargers were the worst in that division. The Chargers to make the playoffs this year, it's only plus 138.
Interesting.
No is minus 170.
I'm not sure if the Chargers are going to make the playoffs. That's why we talk about Denver and the Raiders potentially taking a spot. With Tyrod Taylor there, I don't think... you know, that's a step back. And what are we going to do? Is Herbert going to play for these guys? I like their defense, Gabe, but the Chargers always find ways to screw up. No, I'm not sold on this team.
You know, the one thing is, and let's not forget, guys, with these make the playoff props, number one, I like these props better than the win totals. That's why we're not getting into the win totals too much here. Because these are still valid as long as seven teams make the playoffs. And don't forget, now there's an extra team that makes the playoffs.
Yep.
So a team like Cleveland or something, or a team like Buffalo that have had trouble making the playoffs in past years, or the Chargers, suddenly there's one more spot available. But let's just say hypothetically the playoffs right now. Let's say Buffalo wins the AFC East. We agree with that?
Yes.
So Buffalo wins the AFC East. AFC North winner? Pittsburgh, Cleveland?
Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's competitive.
It's tough, though. That's tough. Yeah.
Could there be a wild card coming out of that team? Really?
Maybe Cleveland.
Like, basically now there's three wild cards, guys, right, instead of two. So there's another team getting in. It's going to open a door for people. I imagine Houston's going to regress, as you stated. I think Tennessee are still good, Cam. I think you're right about the Colts, so wouldn't surprise me if they both got in the playoffs. The Chiefs are going to get in. The Broncos are going to be knocking on the door, actually. It's going to be interesting with this extra. That extra spot really changes the dynamic, Cam, for these props, buddy.
Yeah, that North Division, I think, could go either way. What about Pittsburgh? Big Ben's coming back. They got some nice weapons there. I don't know what to make of the Steelers. And I'll tell you one thing, Gabe, with Baltimore.
The Steelers to make the playoffs are minus 134. No is plus 110.
That's so tough. Like, that's very difficult. I don't know, man. I'll tell you about Baltimore. You got me thinking about Baltimore regressing. Like, say teams figure out Lamar Jackson and all the things that they've done go down the crapper. I'll tell you, that plus 550 or whatever the hell it is, That's a big number, and things could fall apart. You're going to have one team that was very close absolutely crumble, and they could be that team.
I think we just found, or at least in my opinion, I just found a bet that I'm very intrigued by. Very intrigued by. And listen, I don't think that the New England Patriots, the death and the demise of the Patriots is a little bit premature, I think, amongst people. But the Patriots to make the playoffs are minus 205.
No way. They don't make the playoffs.
No, it's plus 166.
You can put that on my betting card, too.
You're getting plus 166 that the Patriots said, listen, I respect the Patriots' defense, but offensively, they've got Jared Stidham. They don't have an impressive, you know what, Harry's pretty good, I guess. You know, they got a young guy there. Edelman's getting older. He probably won't even end up being there. We'll see what happens that with that. You know what I mean? They don't have a potent offense. They're going to rely on defense. There's other teams getting better in the AFC right now. Listen, I'm not writing the Patriots up, but there's no way they should be minus 205 favorites to make the playoffs, Cam. Like, plus 166 is a good bet. I like this bet.
I agree 100%. I think Buffalo's going to win the division. I said Miami's going to be, like, way better than people think. The Jets are still going to get some wins. What team regresses? It's New England. I don't think they make the playoffs. I don't want to count them out either with Bill Belichick, but, Gabe, that's a great number and big enough for me to bet. I agree. No, they do not make the playoffs.
I promise we get to some of the questions of the day, and, man, we've been getting a lot of them. We got sort of backed up a little bit, so I wanted to make sure that we got to some of the questions. We talk NFL football as well. This Patriots bet, man, I like it. Plus 166?
Yes. I told you. I love it. I'll bet it now.
Pulling the trigger, Cam. You're going to have it.
I've already made three bets already. I got Lions over 6.5 wins, Colts over 9, and Rams under 8.5. Both the plus money, the last two. I'm not screwing around. I don't care if they void them. I'm already in. I practice what I preach. I say I'm going to bet it. I'm betting it. If I can find that Patriots bet, that will be bet too.
Our boy Pete says, ask a question. Over under Bill fans tailgating outside New Era Field, even if no fans are allowed inside for the games.
Yeah.
You know what? It's sort of ha, ha, ha. He even did an LOL after. I don't even think I think it's a certainty.
It's guaranteed there'll be tons of people there, and they will not be social distancing. They'll be lighting people on fire, going through tables. Come on.
Yeah, there's going to be cops. Hey, listen, you're not allowed in. And people are just, people are going to be, I'm just going to drink in the parking lot here. Yeah, I'm allowed to do this. You can't stop me from sitting here. Like, no. So you know what? All kidding aside, Pete, it's not even funny. Yeah. Pete, Bills fans will go. Of course they are. They're going to start slamming each other through tables and stuff.
Yep.
Our boy Theodore says, Tony Ferguson parlayed with Nadal to win the Kentucky Derby at plus 800. Ooh, he's thinking ahead here.
I got another one with you. You could do Tony Ferguson with Charlatan, too. Even though Nadal ran a little bit better, I still like that horse. Why don't you do both the plus money? It's going to be interesting.
He's got another one, Anthony Pettis and Charlatan, plus 900.
Yeah, I'm down with that parlay. I like it a lot. I like the way he thinks. 9-1? Sure.
Yeah, like... That's you know what though, that's a patient one. The Kentucky Derby, September the 5th.
Patience is the way to go, and I've changed my tune about it because we can't just think about. I know it's hard to get the money in the account, but think about things this way. There is no better feeling when you win that bet and you don't see it, and your account just gets blown up, and you have money to do other stuff. It sucks at the time. I gotta go get a pay safeguard, or I gotta build this. But I'm telling you, in the long run, patience is the key, and I'm gonna show a lot of patience. It's a good thing.
Our boy King Ganja in Dallas asked, could last year's LSU Tiger team beat an XFL All-Star team?
Wow, that's a good question. What do you think? LSU had a lot of players playing in the NFL, XFL. It'd be a very good game, don't you think? I think it'd be pretty close.
Normally, I always say, college kids would get drilled, but when you're talking about an XFL team, you know... I think it would be a battle. It would be a very even game.
I agree.
It would be an even game, which could go one way or the other. I would say,
like a pick 'em. That's tough.
Because you look at LSU. I mean, you're talking about 13 kids or whatever. Multiple kids drafted one team. Hobgoblin. What would the UFC line be between Morenci and Cam Stewart? Well, Cam has to cut weight to make a heavyweight.
You're longer and leaner. I'm bigger. I don't know. Both of our cardio sucks.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I'd have to lose 60 pounds.
No. Well, no, you're allowed. You can come in at 260. It's like Brock Lesnar. You just have to cut weight to 260.
I got to lose 15 pounds. Oh, okay. No more KFC.
Yeah. If I fought, actually, I would fight in, I would be fighting against, it wouldn't end well. I'd be fighting against Ferguson and Gaethje.
Oh, God. Horrible weight class to be fighting in. No.
Because if I weigh in the 170s in real life, it means you fight at 155.
I'd fight against heavyweights. I'd get killed,
yes.
Man.
You weigh 275. Yeah.
I'd have to fight.
You'd be fighting Ngannou and Brock Lesnar and stuff.
Yeah, Mark Hunt. I think I just put a hole in my face. Okay.
I'd be fighting Nate Diaz and stuff like that.
I don't want to mess with those guys either. They're all killers.
Oh. But I tell you, no offense to Diaz. I'd rather get punched in the face by him than Francis Ngannou.
Excellent point. Very true.
You can have the heavyweights.
Imagine me seeing Brock Lesnar do that like bull rush to me. I think I'd have a heart attack. The guy's like, damn, it's fast.
What is our favorite NFL team total? Ask Nick. EP better. What's up, Nick? You know what? I'm staying away from the win totals, guys. That's why I enjoy talking about these the playoff props more, because the win totals are subject to change. They have to play 16 games, all right? And we don't know. I do believe that the National Football League schedule is going to play. But, you know, there's probably not going to be fans. They're most likely not going to be fans, even though the Miami Dolphins are now saying they want fans. There's probably not going to be fans. There's a lot of variables. And if you don't play 16 games, the bet is void. These playoff prop bets that we're talking about, as long as it's the same playoff format, so as long as seven teams make the playoffs, these bets still count.
And divisional bets too, right?
Yes, yeah.
Short season divisional bets count. So I've been made a few of those, yep.
Bets are action if season shortened. Void if season canceled or not seven playoff teams per conference as far as the to make the playoff prop. So we're talking about the Chargers. Kind of a lot of love for the Chargers there at plus 138. Noah's minus 170. The Rams. I know, so you're anti-Ram.
I am.
Minus 172, no. The Rams not to make the playoffs is minus 172.
Love it. You think Arizona's going to be better? I do. Seattle's still competitive. San Francisco, well-managed organization. Who takes a step back? Rams. Goff, without Gurley, the problems that they have on that team, everybody gets hurt all the time. The Rams are flaky, man. I just don't believe in this team. I look at the talent level, too. They got a lot of aging stars on their team. No. I think the Rams win, like I told you, Gabe, six or seven games. That's how bad I think the Rams are going to be in that division. They're going to get slapped around under 8.5.
The Miami Dolphins, plus 500 to make the playoffs. Noah's minus 750. They're an interesting football team. It's a new landscape in the division now. But the Dolphins are still, they're still a year or two away, obviously. And we'll see what happens with Tua. Tua in the plus 750, 800 range to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, I don't have a problem with, though.
Yeah, I love
this
it.
Next bet I like a lot, Cam. And we might disagree on this one. And it's funny because I sort of skipped to the Patriots before because we were talking about that division. But I, you know, the Patriots plus 166. No, I like not to. That's a good bet too, I think. This one I really like a lot. I think I'll smash this one, especially now that there's seven teams that make the playoffs. You get an extra team in here. The Minnesota Vikings.
They will. They should.
The Minnesota Vikings are making the playoffs, bro.
Yeah, they should.
Dude, Mike Zimmer's an ATM machine.
Yeah,
they're a great regular season team.
What are their odds? To make the playoffs?
Minus 136.
That's really low. Wow.
And especially there's an extra team now even.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if they don't win the division, they'll be the wild card.
Yeah, like they're not, like the Vikings aren't, out of 16 teams in the NFC, the Vikings aren't the eighth best.
No.
Like
no,
that's middle, like basically you got to be in the top seven. The Vikings are a top seven team in that conference.
Well, I think the Vikings are better than Green Bay. I think they're better
top
than Chicago.
Five team in that
and
conference.
Detroit's my flyer. But yeah, the Minnesota should win that division, in my opinion. Yes, they do make the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? I don't discount the Packers as much as some people do.
I do.
I'm not discounting. Cam does. But with that being stated, I think the Vikings are the, you know, I think the Vikings are just so consistent. And I think it's almost addition through subtraction, actually, with Stephon Diggs. Even though as a Buffalo Bill fan, I'm happy to have Diggs. It's subtract, you know, for them, it wasn't a good marriage going on.
They need to get rid of him.
He's storming out after games. Yeah. He's bitching about Cousins. He's giving Cousins dirty looks. He clearly didn't get along with Zimmer anymore. There was problems and drama around them, obviously. So it was almost like a mini Antonio Brown situation.
It was.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy, Diggs, but it turned into there's a problem. It's causing problems with the other guys in the room. Zimmer's trying to, you know what I mean? People are taking sides. Yeah, Cousins even said, hey, it's better for him. He's happy, and it's better for me. I got my contract. He didn't even hide it, Cousins, when he came out and said that. But I think Cousins will be more comfortable now. They bring in a kid, Jefferson, from LSU as well. I think it's a lock, actually. Every lock has a key, guys. But I don't see how the Minnesota Vikings aren't a playoff football team, especially with 17. Making the playoff. We'll come back and wrap things up. Get on the grid.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left. A fun week of shows. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Don't forget, you can catch my podcast, Morency Unfiltered, over at the Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. SportsGrid.com has all the information, and we throw it down right here on SB Nation Radio. Weekdays at 6 Eastern. And you can watch us on Pluto TV, Zumo TV, and Stir TV, amongst many other platforms as well. All the links over at SportsGrid.com. We appreciate everybody joining us. So a couple of minutes left here. Let me just quickly recap my six-pack of best bets for the UFC. Tony Ferguson beats Justin Gaethje. Henry Cejudo beats Dominic Cruz. Anthony Pettis beats Cowboy Cerrone for the second time. Gimme Watterson as an underdog, plus 130 now. Michelle Watterson against, so we got the Karate Hottie against Carla Esparza. Give me Bryce Mitchell. He's minus 158. Bryce Mitchell against Charles Rosa. Give me Bryce Mitchell, who's 12-0. And we've got Ngannou and Rozenstruik. Jarezino Rozenstruik versus Francis Ngannou. We've got this fight going over 1.5 rounds. A little contrarian play. Over 1.5 rounds with the heavyweights. And we talked about the parlay. If you want to parlay some stuff, you can take Tony Ferguson to win, Cejudo to win, Ngannou to win, and Werdum to win. All pretty four solid bets, I believe, and it adds up to plus 289, Cam. That's my UFC best bet package right now.
Yeah, I like your package. I'm with you on Ferguson. I like him to win at the price. We both agree on Pettis going against the grain. And you know what, Gabe, you told me about this fight at plus 110. I'm taking Hall as my third bet in the three-pack that I have. And I might do the Karate Hottie with you as well in some parlays. But Ferguson, Pettis, Hall at plus 110. May the winners be ours.
Yeah, you know what? Uriah Hall is an interesting fight. That fight can go either way against an aging Jacare. But I got it. You know, sometimes you got to go with your gut. And my gut tells me Uriah Hall is going to step up big in this fight. I think it's a good target for him. Jacare is pretty slow. He's older. You know, another fun fight we didn't actually get to was Calvin Kattar and Jeremy Stephens. Kattar should win that fight. He's minus 250. That's parlay material. Greg Hardy should win, but it's always risky betting on Hardy. There's always drama with him around his fights. Ryan Spann should beat Sam Alvey as well. So I don't have a problem with throwing like a Spann. You know, you put Spann in a parlay. You put, Spann in a parlay, Verdum in a parlay, or even Spann and Hardy. Hey, listen, a Spann and Hardy parlay is minus 119. It's not that bad.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.